This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. One of the wounded victims of Monday night's shooting died from her injuries while in the hospital on Tuesday. The two other wounded victims, a Lakewood police officer and a male victim, are expected to survive. Six people have now died from the mass shooting, including the gunman, who police have identified as someone they had contact with before Monday. Last year's monsoon was one of the driest for Colorado. Scientists now say climate change made that low rainfall more likely. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the story.
The American Meteorological Society has a new report on how climate change is influencing extreme weather across the globe. Research meteorologist Andrew Hoyle and his colleagues focused on the 2020 monsoon season, which saw the lowest average rainfall in modern history for the Four Corner states.
We had exceptionally low precipitation over the Southwest, which was really the reemergence of this larger ongoing drought. So we said, wow, well, this is an exceptional event.
Hoyle says learning how humans are worsening the drought is important as leaders decide how to share a dwindling water supply. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
The Air Force Academy football team defeated the Louisville Cardinals 31-28 yesterday in the First Responders Bowl in Dallas, Texas. Quarterback Hazeek Daniels ran for two touchdowns during the game and threw two more.
Daniels trying to get it on his own, and he does. Hazeek Daniels' 10th rushing touchdown of the year, and Air Force has broken out on top.
The Academy was the only Colorado university in a bowl game this season. This is CPR News and KRCC. And thank you for joining us this afternoon. This hour, we're listening to Science Friday. It is chilly wherever you are in Colorado, so make sure you bundle up. Stay tuned.